This is the last National Public Radio broadcast from 2025 M Street, a building that has been our headquarters since 1973. NPR is moving to bigger, more technically sophisticated facilities in another part of Washington, D.C. NPR's broadcasting will not be interrupted. Weekend programming will emanate from the studios of the Voice of America. On Monday, NPR's Morning Edition will be the first program broadcast from our new address, 635 Massachusetts Avenue. NPR's Susan Stamberg offers this farewell to M Street.
I have in hand some yellow copy paper, the kind we used when there were still typewriters at NPR. Its edges crumble to the touch. Up in one corner, a scrawl in my handwriting, January 22, '73, first broadcast from 2025 M Street. We had just moved into this downtown office building from temporary quarters several blocks away. As host of All Things Considered, my script for that first M Street Monday reported on the inauguration over the weekend of Richard M. Nixon, beginning his second term. It was a wild day, that first day here. All of us, a staff of maybe 70 then, wandering through unfamiliar corridors, making wrong turns to the studio, hunting for the razor blades and white china markers we need to edit tapes. NPR did just one daily 90-minute program then, All Things Considered, and getting the first edition of it onto the air from our new digs that 22nd of January, 1973, was a chore. And then, shortly after we finished the live East Coast version, news of former President Lyndon Johnson's death moved on the wires. We had to tear up much of what we'd just broadcast and update the program. We hadn't even unpacked, and there was all this news to deal with. 21 years later, so much and so little has changed. We're leaving M Street in the middle of news to go to larger quarters because we've grown larger. We do more than 8 hours of daily programming now, and there are some 400 of us on the Washington staff. And are we sorry to be leaving this place that's been home for more than two decades?
Good riddance, that's what I say.
Bye-bye to this Mies van der Rohe ripoff. Goodbye, M Street. See you later. I'll never be back.
Nothing like working with a bunch of hardcore sentimentalists. Well, the inside air is bad, and the carpets are stained, and we're all jammed in together here. But this place is full of memories. Morning Edition was born on M Street. Host Bob Edwards observed his 20th NPR anniversary this week of the move.
How many boxes?
One, two, three, four, five, six, there'll be seven, eight. I'll be under 10, but at home I have a gang of them.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 20 years, under 10 boxes. It's a lifetime. You met your wife here.
I did. Lots of people met spouses here.
21 marriages, as far as I can tell. Really? More flirtations than is possible to count.
Assignations. Momentary events. And who knows what. Ah, those were the old days.
Folding boxes.
The sound of packing boxes echoes throughout the land, and this one belongs to Ted Clark.
What I'm trying to figure out now is how to assemble the carton. Have you ever seen instructions more complicated than that?
Probably not, but of course they're written in Japanese. Now, what are you going to put in there?
This pared down collection of books. It's amazing how short a shelf life most books have, especially books in my field.
Well, sure, in foreign relations, I was just looking at books that were being abandoned, and they were all about the Cold War. They were all the things that aren't true anymore. All right, well, have a good move.
Okay.
Are you happy about it or unhappy? You're welcome.
I'm actually happy about it. I think a change is almost always a good thing.
In these M Street years, the Cold War ended, and too many other wars, civil and uncivil, occupied our broadcasts. War in Cambodia, Lebanon, the Falklands, the Persian Gulf, the Middle East. In recent years, in addition to slaughters in Bosnia, Somalia, Sudan, we reported peace and democracy breaking out in many places. A new world order began. On M Street, we got more orderly about some things. Melissa Block, the producer of this program, came to NPR in 1985 and has seen a number of changes.
When I came, there was a lot more facial hair. Lots of people with beards. I remember standing outside the door and seeing all these men with beards and sandals. Cigarette smoking way down in the building. We have a smoke-free building. Big change.
In the 21 years we've worked in this building, we also gave up fatty foods, tried the Scarsdale diet, took up aerobics, witnessed the birth of People Magazine, USA Today, and CNN, also the Muppets, Dynasty, and VCRs, and Money Machines. So many life changes, lots of history reported and made in these halls, some inadvertently. For instance, Robert Siegel points to a stain he contributed to one rug years back.
13 years ago. How many times since then do you think the rug was changed in that office?
Gee, I never.
I think that's about it. These are the things that tie us so strongly to the building.
Isn't it amazing how little affection we feel for workspace that's been a background for our lives for so long? Although newscaster Carl Castle, a 19-year NPR veteran, has a small soft spot in his heart for M Street.
This is home. It's been home for a long time. I believe that when I go to work in the morning now, my car will continue to want to turn left off the Roosevelt Bridge as I come in from Virginia. But I'll have to fight it to keep it going on straight down Constitution Avenue and make that left turn on 7th Street to go to the new location.
You do sound like you know where you're going. Then again, you always do.
I'll miss it. You know, the restaurants here that we frequent, and the guys in the basement too, who park the cars, even though sometimes you hear squealing tires from up and down the ramps. But it's going to be a new adventure, and I'm ready.
So are we all. Ready. Edgy a little, as you always are about new things. Nervous. Our new Massachusetts Avenue offices look so official. Will it affect our work? Probably in good ways. We'll sound better. There'll be room to grow. And we'll be owners, not renters. Middle-of-the-night mortgage worries are always good for the soul. That crumbling script I found from our first M Street broadcast includes a little essay I wrote about our move then, 21 years ago. At the end of the essay, I described the deep crimson walls of our then new studio, so grand that it looked like a set from Aida. But it's a home at last, the essay concluded. The plumbing works, there's electricity, and who knows, there may even be better public radio because of it. Here's to the next move. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg.
Our program is directed by Marika Partridge. The editor is Linda Killian. The producer, Melissa Block. The technical director is Preston Brown.
Audio engineers, Marty Curcius, Leslie Gaston, Paris Morgan, Vince Muse, Lorna White, Terry Knight, Frank Sheffield, Renee Pringle, Lauren Kelly, Margot Kelly, and in Los Angeles, Leo DeLagula and Ray Guarner.
Our story on truckers in India was produced by Jane Greenhalgh, recorded and mixed by Linda Mack, edited by Peggy Gershman. The executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's All Things Considered.
Support for this program is provided by this and other NPR member stations and the NPR News and Information Fund. Contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts for in-depth coverage of the environment, arts, religion, and the history of other major issues. Omni Magazine, a tool for the 21st century. Chemical Waste Management, a member of the WMX Technologies family of companies. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for coverage of healthcare issues. This program is a production of NPR, which is solely responsible for its content. This is NPR, National Public Radio.